Right, it's just coming up to 11:31 on Phoenix 98 FM, and a drum roll, please. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Hayley Simpson, who is a beauty expert. Now, you've got loads of products to talk about today to give people some ideas on what they can use for girls and boys as well.
Yeah, I wanted to bring some products in that are for both men and women, because obviously men look after themselves as well a lot more now. So I've got, first of all, the Pawpaw Original Balm. I don't know if anyone's sort of heard of it, but it's basically, it's like Vaseline. You know, people always used to use Vaseline, but that's not really very good for you. This is natural, it's vegan, it's cruelty-free. It's made from papaya.
Oh, let's have a smell.
And it's just, you can use it on your lips, your hands, your skin, your hair.
Yeah.
Just one of those really versatile products that you can just carry around with you and just use on anything.
And
really.
No smell.
Girls can buy them with like a tint in if they want like a bit of a rose tint. They do a rose tint one, but the original one is brilliant. You know, girls, guys, you can put it on your hands, dry skin.
Yeah.
It's just a lovely balm and it's really natural. You can buy them in most places now. Online it's probably about £6, but that tube will last quite a while. Yeah, it's fragrance free. I mean, they do other ones. You can put it on your heels, you know, if you've got dry, cracked feet and things like that as well, or irritated skin. Grooming is like a huge thing, and obviously a lot of my clients are brides and grooms, and I'm always talking to grooms about products they can buy and things they can do in the run-up to the wedding, because they want to look as good as well. So, you know, they might go and have their brows tidied or threaded, get their nose hairs waxed and things like this. You know, there's stuff men can do, and I think there's stuff you can do at home as well, which just makes you feel really nice.
Yeah.
The other product I want to talk about, which I don't have a sample of here with me, but is the Moroccan Black Soap. Now, this is basically like a natural exfoliator, and I know we talked about exfoliators last time, but this was recommended to me and it's absolutely amazing. You can buy it on Amazon. It's about £8 for a tub, so it's not cheap, but it's amazing. So it's for any skin type, so even if you've got sensitive skin, you can use this. If you go in the sauna or steam room, it's the sort of thing you want to take with you. It just gives your skin will feel super, super soft.
And is it just, it's black, but it doesn't obviously mark the skin?
No, so it's sort of like a greeny black colour. Originated from Syria, I think, and now it's in Morocco.
Yeah.
And my friend was there on holiday, and obviously they all used it, and she bought one here, and then I bought one, and it is really, really nice. And if you've got like sensitive skin, it's something you can use where you haven't got to worry about, you know, reactions or anything like that.
Now, we're talking about, right, because I've had a couple of allergic reactions to something that I ate, fajita. Because it was a packet mix and my throat kind of closed up, which people out there are probably praying for on a daily basis. But if you've got allergies, it's one of those things, suddenly people have got peanut allergies or anything, your face can sort of pop up.
I'm celiac. Most people that know me will know I'm celiac because I'm a nightmare friend. I can't eat in many places. I've got loads of allergies.
Yeah.
But someone recommended the Breath company. They do a mouthwash, basically. If you've got allergies or you suffer with dry mouth or anything like that, it's really, really good. It's not cheap. You can buy it in Boots and places like that. It's about £14-15, but they do offers, and when it's on offers it's about £6.
Yeah.
Because I'm celiac, if I use certain toothpaste, or even some people have like reactions to some of the ingredients in like mouthwash and toothpaste because they've got alcohol and can be quite harsh, this product's really, really nice.
Yeah. And you find when you buy a really expensive mouthwash, because I use one called, it's Retardex, I think, not all the time, obviously not today because I smell of garlic, but if you use it, it basically, your breath, in one instance of using it, you don't have bad breath for the rest of the day. And if you use it before you go to bed, you wake up and your breath's all right in the morning.
Yeah, and it says, I mean, you can get like a stronger mint one in this product, or you can get a mild mint, but it actually says on the bottle that it stops morning breath, which it does.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, nobody wants that.
No one wants that, do they?
Over morning, it's like they've already gone, or their face has melted off.
And obviously, because I've now got braces on, it's great, because obviously it's harder to clean.
Can't even notice
braces.
You've got beautiful teeth, though. When they are a little bit straighter, they will be even more gorgeous, because natural teeth are obviously always the best. But those braces, they look fabulous, absolutely fabulous. Oh, I didn't even notice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, 8 weeks now.
Yeah.
Halfway.
I'll have to punch you when you come in. Not only are you going to look lovely, she's going to have great teeth. That's one of my things that I want to. That's one of my things I want to get done is my teeth.
So this is a fixing spray. So because we've had such hot weather, all my clients are saying to me, "How do I keep my makeup on? Stop it budging?" So I use this one. It's by Kryolan. This is a professional brand. This product's can range from about £8-9 upwards. This is quite a big bottle.
That is like a car spray, that looks, doesn't it?
It does look like that, doesn't it?
Looks like you're
going to do some
WD-40
graffiti.
Or something.
It's, Urban Decay also do one. It's called the All-Nighter Spray. That's about £24. It's quite expensive, but you only need a tiny amount. Mm. And what it does, it sets your makeup so it won't fade or melt or settle into like your fine lines. So if you spray this after you've done your makeup, it should last about 16 hours.
So it's not, so you don't spray it before, it's after
you've done all your makeup. Right. Yeah. And in this weather you kind of need it.
And is that the sort of stuff that the celebrities use on the red carpet to fix their makeup?
Yeah.
That is fabulous.
This is like trade secret. The other thing that I've got that's unisex is the Lizzo face tonic. So it's like a skin spritz, which if you're in an air-conditioned building or you're on a flight or, you know, anything like that where there's air conditioning, your skin gets so dry. And they do, like, little travel ones as well and literally just squirt it. Can't speak. It's these braces. Squirt it on your face and it just rehydrates the skin. Yeah. So even if you're wearing makeup, it won't ruin your makeup. But for guys as well, it's brilliant. It just keeps you hydrated. It's really nice. So yeah. Especially if you're on a flight, a long flight, it's really good to take that with you. They do them at the airports, little travel size ones that you can just take in your hand luggage.
They also do travel size of vodka as well.
Yes.
Don't spritz that on your face. Don't do that.
The other thing I've got, which is for men and women, is something if you get really dry eyes as well. So there's loads of eye drops and stuff that I've tried hundreds, and I wear contact lenses, so I really struggle sometimes in this weather when you go in buildings and the aircon's on all day. In like places like Specsavers, they do this one. It's called Hydro San Extra.
Yeah.
And it's for dry eyes. But it is fantastic. So if you put this in at night, you can put it in obviously during the day, but if you put it in at night and sleep, your eyes will be a lot more refreshed and not as dry. Oh, I've discovered the Duo Glue. This used to only be sold in MAC, but they now sell it in like Primark and Boots and places like that. And the green one is like latex free. So if you wear contact lenses or you've got sensitive eyes, this eyelash glue is like amazing. And it probably is one of the best glues I've used for strip lashes. So girls out there, that with this hot weather, you need a good glue. Top tip for this weather as well is try and keep like your moisturizers and stuff in the fridge, because then obviously you'll get a nice cooling effect when you put it on. But also like pencils, so lip liners or eyeliners and lipsticks, if you have got room in your fridge,
yeah,
and your other half doesn't mind, try and keep them in the fridge just so that they don't melt in this heat. I mean, it's not too bad today, but has been pretty hot.
There's a lot, some lipsticks you buy are like 24. I know you're going, who buys a £24 lipstick? Have a guess. But have a guess. Did it make any difference? Not really. Well, you can tell. In fact, I think if you pay a bit more for makeup, you can tell a difference. Not always. There's some products that are cheaper, but I think some of the more expensive, like eyeshadows, they've got better, it's a pigment payoff, isn't it? So when you see the colour in the palette that goes on your eye, it's the same. Whereas it's cheaper, sometimes they go a bit wishy-washy.
Yeah, I mean, a tip for eye makeup, especially with like the hot weather, is to always like prime the eye. So before you put eyeshadows on, like the powder palettes, prime the eye with like an eye primer or even some like concealer, and then push out the fine lines. Close your eyelid and push out the fine lines, and then put a tiny bit of like loose powder over. Once you've done that, then use like a cream eyeshadow or even just your normal powders. But if you use a cream first, then your powders, your eyeshadow will stay put all day. So that's a really good tip in this weather, because our eyelids are naturally really oily. If we don't sort of prep them first, you know, when you put your eyeshadow on, then halfway through the day you've got those creases in it.
Yeah.
So that's something that I know it takes a bit of time, but if you've got a special occasion or you know you're going to be out all day and all night, it's worth just making sure you do that. Primers, there's loads out there, but I really like the gel ones. Now, this is the one I use, but it is by Airbase. It's a professional brand, but you can buy it online, and it's really hydrating. So if you've got dry skin, this hydrates your skin for like 24 hours underneath your foundation, but it also gives like a really nice base. So it fills in like those fine lines, you know, around the eyes, around the lips and stuff. So I thought I'd bring it in, and if people want to buy it, they can find it online. But just I would recommend a primer especially in this weather, because if you put foundation straight onto your skin, it's just going to slide off in the heat. So yeah. A primer, let it settle on the skin for about a couple of minutes before you put on your foundation. There's one other thing I saw this week that I thought people might be interested to know. Sunglasses, like, we all need to wear them, don't we? Wear them, like, fashion ones. But I read somewhere that they have to have UV 400 written on them and the CE mark, which is like the European standard mark. So I realised that some of my fashion ones, they don't have this UV 400, so they're actually not really protecting your eyes from the UV rays. So if it's got UV 400, I know some of the fashion ones do as well, you just need to check, because otherwise, especially for children, sunglasses, otherwise they're not protecting your eyes.
Yeah, and it does make a huge amount of difference. I mean, I'm always a bit, even though I like going abroad occasionally, I'm always pretty good when I don't bake in the sun, because baking in the sun, which is fine when you're 20, you go, oh, who cares? I've got my whole life ahead of me. Then you get to 40 and you've got a face like a leather handbag. But I want to spray that fixing spray all over my body, see what it does. It's improved me so much. If only there was a spray like that, hey, you can bring it in. I look amazing. Thank you very much. You'll be in again next month.
Yes.
And we'll see you then. Don't forget, all the details will be up on the website. And if you want to check out your Facebook page, it is?
Yeah, it's Hayley Simpson Makeup. And on Instagram, it's Hayley Simpson MUA.
Lovely.
Thank you.